Blog Talk Radio.
Especially between the three of you guys, well, girls and guys, you will answer the questions, and you're trying to beat each other because ATAZT got some money on this, and I'm putting a new shiny $20 bill out for you guys, whoever wins this competition. A $20 bill, and we are in a recession, so please bear with me. Down anyway again, Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, he said 80. Characters in movies. There's a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
She bought it, so I really enjoyed it, and I walked up in the line. I know we had never met before in person, talked to her many times.
It was awesome to meet you.
Yeah, same here. And I'm just like I said, when you get your church, you need to let me know. And I know, hey, when you speak it in existence, you know, you speak it, it comes into existence. So I'm just saying, when you get your church, don't worry, I'm gonna know anyway. It'll be on one of these websites. I'll be like, well, I guess I'm going to our church right now.
That's funny, but yeah, I truly appreciate you for that, because I just thank you for that support, because I was a ball of nerves, but God moves, you know.
How wife to be looks. I mean, I need to know what Miss TAZ is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagabi. Carrying over the threshold, I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got the back, baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot deny.
Hold up, sir, money a lot.
Version, I should have sent y'all the new version, but it's cool.
Hey, I got a question. What promoted to put that dial tone all the way through there? I'm like, I said, oh, my God. They done hooked the dial tone up. Now,
it was my idea, because I'm like, I want people to almost find it annoying. Like, damn, I sure hear that a lot, because, I mean, you hear it a lot anyway on your phone, but it's like to hear it through a song. It's like, damn.
Yeah. 20, 30 minutes. If you go on 30 minutes out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, because I did it. All the way through Steubenville, me and Billy Anderson drove 70 miles an hour, made it in 30 minutes downtown Pittsburgh, tri-state area where Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio meet on the river. Shoot 'em up, bang bang town, mini Chicago is what they call it. Yeah. Death all around, and anything about ready to jump off at any time.
For real.
Yeah, and that's the place we call home.
Wow. And you call it that with purpose.
With purpose and meaning, because my mom and dad's there. We didn't have no money. And here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 97.
Well, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. No, we can't eat. I said, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us something. So the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please. Mr. Turner, let's get this in the movie. For real, I'm for real than a mug. Let's get this in the movie and get one of these young an up-and-coming hip-hop artist to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for, too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip-hop, so.
Correct. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
What breeds? Really?
Never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl. Just entertainment.
Stuck in Atlanta trying to drive. And the battery went out. I called you. Because back then they had car phones. We didn't have no cell phones. We used that car phone, and it was dying. It was on its last end. I said, don't hit me, because your girl is cold out there. We were stuck. I said, I'm stuck on 85. I don't know where we at. It was dark out that way. Come get me. Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
Hey, THZP. Another THZ Productions live on Blog Talk Radio, your host, T to the A to the Z. And in the house, I have Yaya the Intergalactic Soul Journey. Truth is off. In the house. The people is yelling for you. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm
for real.
Today's a good day. Today's a good day.
That's great. That's great.
These days, I'm taking them day by day. You hearing me?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. I normally don't do this. This is like, I guess the fourth time. I've been doing interviews since 2004. So this is the fourth time I've done this with an artist where I'm just going to play the music because I got five songs by you. Normally I only have four or three, but I got five, and I want to play everyone. And I want to start off with the song Hold On To Your Dreams. I think it dropped in 2002. I'm going to play the song, and then we talk about it on the other side.
This year.
It did? Okay.
It
Hold On To Your Dreams.
Just yeah.
Okay. That's the one I want to start with. I got Yaya, Intergalactic Soul Journey, Truth Off in the His House on ATAZP Live.
Gratitude.
I love that song. Explain who did the production on it and also exactly what it means to you, because I'm sure you wrote it.
Yeah, so my favorite producer, I say this on social media all the time, Kareem the Silent Stepchild Ellis, my favorite producer. We started working together literally 20 years ago. And had like a 20-year hiatus and kind of picked back up where we left off and just really work well together. And folks that follow me on Facebook will know that my mild-mannered alter ego is a preacher. And so I feel about my music the same way that I feel about preaching. It's talking to me first. And because I know that humans have human issues, I know that whatever speaks to me is going to speak to somebody else. And so, the music happens for me sometimes. I consider them, not sometimes, all the time, I consider them divine downloads. Like I have periods of time where the music just will not stop until I get it out. And so it's always to me first. I really thought that my dream of making music and recording and performing and living a creative life was dead. Because like I said, Silent Step and I had literally a 20-year hiatus. And I just thought it was dead. And, I accepted that and I pushed into my other gifts and talents. And felt like they would kind of have to do, for what I was here to do. And it just kind of came, the music kind of came roaring back during the time where I needed it. And this was the lesson, if it's a dream, if there's a vision that God has given, they don't die. It may take time to get there.
Right.
It may take time for them to be realized. But visions don't die. They don't go away.
So I want you to know that Kareem is my cousin. Shout out to Kareem. That's my fam right there. And also, we understand the language because he does music, I do music too. So that's another reason why it's understandable. when I heard the sound, I was like, I didn't know at first, but then after a while, I was like, oh, that's Kareem, right there. So, yeah, I was tripping. I want to know the alter ego, the name. Where did you get the name, which is very original? I want you to know it took up all the letters on my time frame when I had to write it down on the show. Took out all the letters, all the spaces. So I just want to know, how did you come up with the name? Or your alter ego?
So years ago, right when I was really starting to engage music, and my brother was like, I bet you could write music. And I was like, I don't know about all that.
But started writing, and a friend of mine, Ace Epps, Ace Boogie, he was like, you know, you sound like Mahalia Jackson, like your tone, your lower register, you really sound like Mahalia Jackson. He was like, and you ain't got no nicknames, like you need a nickname. You can't, I mean, you're right, I mean, like, your government name is all right, but you need a nickname if you're going to have a stage presence. And so he was like, Mahalia, yeah. Yeah, yeah, and he actually gave me that name. Now, the Intergalactic Sojourner Truth is all mine, and I see my goal as leading people to truth. I mean, like I said, my mild-mannered also ego is a preacher. You know, that's my day job. I'm a chaplain, and so I speak truth to power and lead people into truth all the time. But back when I first started singing, I needed an alter ego to really be, to experience the freedom of expression, because I was, you know, I've got some trauma and stuff, and I hadn't really begun to heal from it. And so I found a lot of freedom in being like a superhero figure and having that be like my Superman, you know, identity. Like, that's my real identity. This is just my mild-mannered alter ego, you know, so that I get through my everyday life, because you can't be a superhero and go to work at the Daily Planet. You know what I'm saying? You need people to have the day job. And so and I love it because it's kind of a timeless thing. And who doesn't like Sojourner Truth freed herself? And then, I mean, Sojourner Truth went to court, represented herself, got herself free, and then went back and freed her husband and her son, like a black woman during slavery with that kind of power and agency and conviction just spoke to me. And I'm like, what if there was a person like that, but intergalactic, like from a planet we've never heard of, you know? So there's some comic book lore and that kind of thing. And it goes with the music as well, I think.
Now the song, because I'm going to get these songs in, Feed My Sheep. I'm going to get them in.
Mm-hmm.
Feed My Sheep. Explain that before I play it.
Yeah, so like I said, I'm a preacher. My day job is a preacher. I've been a chaplain for the last 12 years working in hospitals, you know, taking care of folks. And I grew up Christian, and there's a story in the Bible where one of the disciples is asking Jesus, like, okay, well, what about them? What you going to do with them? And Jesus is like, none of your business. You know, it's like in layman's terms, none of your business. Don't worry about what I'm about to do with them. As for you, this is what you need to do. You feed my sheep. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Handle your business. And part of my calling in this world is to be with the sheep, with the people, and feed the people and walk with them. And as my one friend says, smell like sheep, smell like the people, and be among them. And so that, like I said, this music comes to me first, is directed at me first, but then I know it's going to touch other people because it's touched me.
Simply walk away. Do you hear me? You hold me. Hey, this is smooth jazz and chill out composer producer Mike Murray. You can find my music on all major online outlets like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, and more. Also, check out my better half, the beautiful and multi-talented Ona B, on our Love Language CD. We hope you'll follow us and share on all social media, starting on our website, www.mikemurraymusic.com and www.theonab.com. We appreciate your support, and we thank you.
You're listening to Taz on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I love that song, Feed My Sheep, the way you powerfully directed the chorus. I got a question. I know you perform. I've seen videos of you performing. And when the announcer says, give it up for Yaya, the intergalactic soul journey truth, how is the reaction from the crowd? That's what I want to know. When they say your name, I know somebody sitting there going, what? They got to.
No, it's funny. It's funny. The first time, the first art played in a radio show was like, I kid you not, this is her name. Yaya, the intergalactic sojourner truth. It's wild, right? And so usually when I'm performing out, I just put Yaya on it because I've been doing open mics here. So I just put Yaya on there because I don't, there's not even enough space on it. Like you said, it takes up all the character count. And there's just not enough space on the open mic sign up for all of that. So I usually just put Yaya
right,
on
right.
The end of the day.
But I know when they introduce you, they got somebody got to be going, huh?
Well, what is a yaya for that matter?
Yeah. Even that part. Yaya. But that's kind of cool. I think you got a cool name. Now it's gonna cost a lot to put on a marquee, but yeah, you got a cool name.
It's unique though, right? It's unique. And
it's original.
Back in the day when we first published, released the project, it only had Yaya. And what I recognized is there were a couple other artists with some similar names, and I was like, well, I'm going to have to use the whole
right.
thing if I'm going to differentiate my catalog, you know, on iTunes and Spotify and all that stuff. I'm going to have to use the whole name so that I'm the
right.
And if you type Yaya the Intergalactic, I'm the only thing that pops up.
Right. And maybe I need to change my name because I got T with the dash in the middle, the minus sign, A, and the minus sign is Z. There's a couple of artists named Taz and a couple of DJs named Taz. And I told the dude I got the dashes in between my name. And I had to talk to Spotify. And I said, look, Ty Dolla Sign got the dollar sign between his name. I know I'm not big like Ty Dolla Sign, but I'm just saying. Can my name be different?
I mean,
too?
The fact, though.
So, yeah. Yeah, give me love. Show me love. That's what I... you're the funky chaplain, and you do Sunday
yeah.
sermons and spiritual care. Explain that.
So, I am a fourth-generation preacher. My great-grandfather was a preacher. My grandfather was a preacher. My father's a preacher. And initially I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So God's going to have to ask me to do something different because I ain't doing that. And so chaplaincy became my thing when I finally was like, okay, God, I hear you. I'm not about to keep running because that has its own set of problems when you run from who you are. As my grandfather would say, you really can't run because everywhere you go, there you are. And so when I decided to stop running from myself, I was like, okay, God, if we
right.
can do it, it has to be funky. And so as I've grown, and like I said, I've been doing it for 12 years, and as I've grown, I've just become more of myself in that job. So, like, wearing the clothes that I want to wear, I make my own clothes.
And just like being fully me and accept and you know, recognizing that who the people I'm there for will see me and know I'm there for them, and the people that I'm too much or too this or too that, it's cool because I'm not here for you. And so, you know, my job is basically about providing spiritual care to the sick and often dying, and walking with them through all of what that means for their lives, emotionally, spiritually, and, you know, being a compassionate presence on people's worst days. And I don't know, you know, for folks that have been ill like that in the hospital, to have somebody with compassion come in and listen to you and hear your frustrations and hear your pain and your sorrow, it can mean a lot when you're struggling with what, you know, this illness or a diagnosis or sometimes a terminal diagnosis means for your life. To have someone that's compassionate and listening, it makes a difference.
I'm very in awe of that, and I commend you for doing that, because so many people need that. You know, there's a lot of people die mm-hmm. by themselves alone in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people need that. And at a younger age, I always wanted to do it, never got to do it. I always just wanted to go to the hospital, you know, buy some cards, write something down personally, and give out to different people and talk to them, you know. So what you're doing is commendable, and that's great. The next song, It Gets Better, which is probably what
yeah.
you do during your talks with people in the hospital. It Gets Better. Explain that song.
That actually is what I do. Even I'll take kind of what is air quotes worst case scenario for people. People getting a terminal diagnosis, you would think, well, how can it get better? They're dying. But we're all going to die. And the thing about knowing when you're going to die is that you get to direct the end of your life. You're actually attentive to it. Most of us, you know you're going to die, but you don't really know when. And so you just don't pay attention to living knowing that you're going to die and living in a way that when you get to that end date, you don't have a whole bunch of regrets. And so often that worst case kind of thing is about, how do you want to die? What do you want to do with this time that you have left? How do you want to take this diagnosis? And chaplains, we talk about making meaning. Some things don't make sense, but you can make meaning of them. And the question we use when you're making meaning is kind of, what now? Now, okay, so I know that I'm going to die maybe sooner than I thought, maybe later than I thought, maybe I never thought about it. But how do I make this situation the best that I can make it in light of what I have? What do I want to do with it? And it always gets better. It always gets better. Nothing, every storm passes. Every storm runs out of rain. It's just the cycle of things.
Everything I need is in place. a beautiful gift of victory. You look me with the wrong eye, now that's why you can't see. Everything will come to light and every dog will have its day. And rest assured the things you suffer, they will be repaid. 10, 20, yes, 100-fold. Rolling the bus, the story ain't been told. So hold on in your way and then please don't lose your faith. Go on and shed them tears, now baby, clean up your face. Remember, it's already promised, we won't win this race. Now get your head up and put a smile on your face. Come on.
Yeah. I love that song too, as well. Real funky.
So can I add something here?
Yes.
I wrote that song. I was, for the last couple of years, I have been targeted and harassed at work. It's been crazy. And I, in the middle of that, I had this epiphany of, like, this circumstance doesn't get to control the climate, the atmosphere of my whole life. And for a while it was. When I tell you, I was scared and stressed, and I was like, man, if I lose this job, like, what do I do? And I really was stressed out, like, to the point where I've got some chronic diseases, and I was getting sick. And I was like, you know what, this is ridiculous, and we're not doing this any longer, like, And you know, God had to deal with me on some things, like the job is not God. So you stressed out about something that ain't God. You said God gave me the job, so if I lost the job, God would give me another job. And I just had to, you know, come to terms with some things. And so the song is kind of like a gratitude practice in song form, that whatever is happening, I can always find something to be grateful for. And knowing it's going to get better. And a lot of times when I talk to, you know, folks that are dying, they really have a perspective about life that is hard to have until you get faced with death. And they find things to be grateful for, their family, their friends, their, you know, good health care. I mean, think about it. In this country, to have good health care is a blessing and a privilege, shamefully so, but it's true. And so, yeah, I wrote that when I was like, this is crazy. I don't even understand what's going on here, but it's not about to run me because it's going to get better, and I know that. So that's all I wanted to add about that.
Does the music move you through your lyrics, or do you just write the lyrics and sometimes fit them in with the music? Because I'm sure you write without music. And vice versa, right with the music.
So usually I am, when Kareem and I are working, I'm writing to the music that he's made. So I'll run through, like, you know, there's a list called The Vault. And I will run through the vault, like, okay, I like this one, I like this one, I like this one. Because usually when I hear the first couple measures, first couple bars, I know whether I'm going to write to that song or not almost immediately. But when I'm producing my own music, now sometimes then I'm crafting a track around what I've already written. But for the most part, when Kareem and I are working, I'm writing the song to the track.
Now, when you do your own music, what are you using? I always got to ask. What equipment are you using? Software are you using? Okay, cool.
I'm using Logic Pro. And I just got a little bit of an upgrade to, I've been using a Yamaha interface. I've had it for years, though. And my brother was like, we got to get you upgraded. So my brother actually just gave me a new, I think it's Sonus, interface that's USB-C to USB-C. We are moving on up in the world here, so I took a little bit of a leap in my production quality as far as recording. But I really, my microphone, I am using a Shure, like, classic SM, is it an 85 or 58? My brain won't hold on to it right now. But, like the classic tour microphone, like, that people bang up, and I'm using that because I like the sound that it gives me. It's very warm.
Yeah.
And because of the space that I'm, it's a dynamic microphone, and because of the space that I'm in, the condenser, it just is, my space is untreated, and that condenser is just picks up too much. There's too much space. So the dynamic works really well for me. You know, I upgraded my little interface. And when I'm producing, I use Logic. And I can play some minor instrumentation, but I'm really just using the loops that are in Logic. Now, recently, I bought a loop pack for some covers that I'm getting ready to do. But I didn't even know I could produce till a couple years ago when I got irritated and was like, I'll make my own song, and did.
Right. I understand. You can get a lot of sounds from there's Sony got loop packs. There's about 30 or 40 of these different joints. I'll send you in an email where I go and get my sounds, because right now I'm getting ready to get a Roland SP 404, something like that.
Nice.
I'm getting ready to get that on a Digitalk, and also the MPC X, the big boy, the 2200.
All right, now.
So I'm gonna get all three of those.
All right, now.
I used to have the machine like Kareem has. Mine was a little, it was the MK2. But I didn't like it because of the fact I had to use my computer with it. It didn't stand alone. And then after I got the one that you got to use the computer with, they made one that stand alone. I was mad. I was like, I just bought this. But, yeah. All the other ones I'm getting is stand alone, so I could go to the kitchen, make a beat, or go somewhere else and make a beat. And I got over 600 albums, but I'm not going to take no music from no albums. I might take it to practice with, but I'm not taking it because I don't want nobody knowing that I took something from their album and didn't give them credit. So I'm going to go with the loop packs and sample from there. You know, because they're royalty free anyway. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
The next song I want to play. Go ahead.
No, go. Because I know you on a mission, and you 3 out of 5 right now. So I know you got 2 more to get through.
Oh yes, Lord. this is a love song, and the reason why I chose that because I wrote a song called Love Song too. This is a love song, so explain that before I play it.
I have seen some very dysfunctional versions of love in my lifetime, and a lot of what people say is love sometimes is just unhealthy possession, and sometimes people will gaslight you if you have boundaries, and you're like, well, that's not loving. Sure it is. Love has boundaries. Love says no. Love protects me from you or you from me, you know. And so love is healthy love is good, but we got to put some boundaries around it and you know, explain what it is. And that's really what this song is.
Love
that too. Everyone that I went through everything and listened, and I was feeling everything. And I was like, I can't put everything on the show though. And talk to her at the same time. Can't do that.
Right.
So,
right.
I had to pick about five. I picked about five. I was like, I'm good. And then I listened to something else. I said, I can't keep listening. So
that's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah, true. Now, you said you're a preacher's kid. I am, too. My dad was a preacher. Cousins are preachers. And my uncle was a bishop, a big-time bishop.
Oof.
You're a speaker, wellness counselor, I would assume, grief support, a chaplain, and a music artist. A lot of titles that you do. How do you juggle them in the course of the day?
God is gracious and kind, and so I do my chaplain job part-time. I'm a weekend chaplain, I work half a day on Friday, and then I work 8 Saturday and 8 Sunday. Monday is my rest day, and I said before, I've got some chronic illnesses, and so I have to be really protective of my rest day, or I'll get sick. So Monday, I rest. I don't do nothing. I don't talk to nobody. And sometimes, even when I'm feeling well, I have to remind myself that that's not a reason not to rest. So Monday is my rest day. Tuesdays, I am usually doing music. Wednesdays, I am sewing. Thursday, during the day, I'm sewing. And then usually Thursday evening, I have reserved for individual grief clients. That I do grief support. Throughout the pandemic, I was doing a grief support group on Wednesday evening, but I haven't done that lately, and I'm kind of determining whether there's a need for that anymore right now, because for a while, you know, when the pandemic was really raging, like, people needed that support, and now that we're finding our new normal, I'm not sure that, you know, we need that as much anymore. But I somehow make it all work. Somehow I make it all work. And then
right.
I have seasons where, we've got some projects coming out, Kareem and I and Jimmy Paid. And then I've got some music on deck after that for the new year. And there was a period of about 2 weeks where I just couldn't turn the music off. And so I didn't sew anything. I didn't really do anything but make music for 2-3 weeks. And it just was like falling out my brain. And so when that happens, I just center on what's coming out and just let it ride. And other things can wait for that moment, you know?
That's good. That's good to have like you said, that's good to have a problem like that when you're writing constantly. And stuff is just coming out. I want you to give the people where they can get your music, listen to you, your social media sites, where they can follow you. Because you're very interesting to follow with your new fashion styles, your videos. I enjoy them. I have noticed. So,
awesome.
Don't take
Thank
this
you.
That I just don't listen to people that I want to have on my show. I mean, I pick and choose. Some people, you know, beg people to come on the show. I don't do that. I listen to people that I like and really feel their music and really feel their spirit. So you are one of those folks. Again, explain
and
tell the people where they can hit you up.
Yeah, it's an honor to be chosen and honored that, you know, that because people don't have to rock with me. So, you know, I appreciate those that do. My website is renitawalker.com, RENITAWALKER.com. And you can pretty much find everything you need through my website. You'll find links to my music. You'll find links to my fashion. If you want to see me on Instagram, my Yaya page is Ya_Liz, L-I-V-E-S. My fashion page on Instagram is at RedoXRenew, R-E-D-O-X-R-E-N-E-W. And then on Facebook, hashtag Funky Chaplin will pull up a whole bunch of stuff, clothes, music, preaching, all the stuff about me.
It has been an honor right back to have you on the show. One of the longest titles for somebody I've had on the show ever. And I love the title. I love the name. Let me ask, normally I should have asked this at the beginning. Where are you from?
Akron, Ohio.
Okay, I want to make sure.
Born and raised.
I thought there was a connection. Yeah, yeah. So
mm-hmm.
I'm from DeVille. I'm from the same spot and area where Kareem is from. Not Steubenville per se. Wintersville is right next door. So, yeah.
I've been down there. Mm-hmm.
And again, I want to say thank you. And when you got something new coming out, hit me up so we can have you back on again for sure.
Will do.
This
thank
last
so
song
much.
That
I
want to play, the last song I want to play is No Greater Love. Explain that before I play it.
I mean, listen, the love of the divine by whatever name you know them, ain't nothing greater than that. And that's that on that.
Want to thank Yaya, the intergalactic soul joiner, truth, No Greater Love. Thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
A pure and holy fascination. When you can't get the image past your imagination, your vision so cloudy. When you can't dream freely, so I'ma bring it to you straight in your mother tongue. We be kinky curly, blessed by the golden sun. Makes men rise above their station and think that they